We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to the fifth chapter, page Yud Chet. So the Chafetz Chaim had explained that there are two major causes for a person to be dishonest, to end up taking things that are not legitimately theirs. Number one is that people allow themselves to enter habits of living a costly lifestyle. And that leads them to need more money than they can really afford because they enter debt and they feel like they must have all kinds of expenses. And then they end up bending the rules of honesty. And sometimes people even endanger themselves because of this. Sometimes a person can actually get sick from the shame, from the worry. Hey, what's going to be? Everyone else is driving a Cadillac and me. And today we know that. There's so many people that drive themselves to death, to heart attacks, to high blood pressure, to strokes, because they have to compete with the Joneses. So they work crazy hours. They're living in costly communities. Who said you should live there? They asked Rav Steinman, how's a couple supposed to learn Torah and live in Bnei Brak? So Rav Steinman answered, who said you're supposed to live in Bnei Brak? Go find a place that's much cheaper to live. What are you paying the high rent of Jerusalem for? Of Bnei Brak. You want to learn Torah, that's great. Go live in a much cheaper neighborhood. But people force themselves and kill themselves, and they literally hurt their health over this. And then people feel shamed because everyone around them is living on a higher level. I saw a phenomenal thing. We just moved to Yishuv. So here in Jerusalem, there's a certain style. You send your kids to school, so they're supposed to wear a certain uniform. And they're sticklers to the uniform. Boy, you'd think it was a religion. We come to get interviewed in that school, and we see kids are wearing simple hand-me-downs with patches, and you see, the lifestyle is so much easier. You walk away from the big city where everyone has to compete, and suddenly the uniform can be any blue skirt. It doesn't have to be the school uniform skirt. It could be the skirt you picked up at a secondhand store. We saw 80% of the kids weren't wearing the school uniform that the school sold. Now here in Jerusalem, go on a bus, you'll see all the kids wearing exactly the same shirt, exactly the same skirt. And if you're going to wear something different, so then that's pressure. So the Chafetz Chaim says, one of the things is that we put ourselves in situations, we allow ourselves to enter that pressure, and that can even affect the person's health.